We interrupt the program now in progress to bring you a special report.
Here are the highlights this morning.
From the WPGU News Desk, here's today's headlines on WPGU 107.1 Champaign's Alternative.
From WPGU News, I'm Thomas Bergeson. It's Friday, March 12th, 2026. Starting off, Sean Evans, a university alumnus and host of the YouTube series Hot Ones, will deliver the commencement address at this year's graduation ceremony on May 16th at Geese Memorial Stadium. Evans studied in the College of Media, graduating in 2008 with a degree in broadcast journalism. In 2015, he pitched the idea for Hot Ones while freelancing for Complex Media. The show is formatted as a talk show interview, where celebrity guests answer questions and eat chicken wings, which are doused in progressively hotter sauces as the episode continues. Notable guests have included Gordon Ramsay, Billie Eilish, Neil deGrasse Tyson, and more. The series now spans over 400 episodes and landed Evans a Daytime Emmy Award nomination in 2021 for Outstanding Entertainment Talk Show Host. Evans also won numerous Internet Entertainment Awards and was featured on Time Magazine's inaugural Time 100 Creators list, which highlights the most influential digital voices in modern media. As an Evanston native and longtime Illini fan, Evans is no stranger to the university post-graduation. He has returned multiple times to attend sporting events and to speak to current students. As well as that, a 2021 episode of Hot Ones featured Illinois men's basketball head coach Brad Underwood. As stated in the university's official announcement, Evans is eager to add the role of commencement speaker to his legacy at the university. The commencement speaker announcement came from the university's YouTube channel, presenting the role to Evans in the style of a Hot Ones episode. Evans acted as a guest in the video, with Chancellor Charles L. Isbell Jr. assuming the role of host. Moving across the pond, the Marching Illini are leaving for Ireland today to perform during spring break on St. Patrick's Day. WPGU Deputy News Director Abby Tim spoke with drum major Julia Olson, Jr. and FAA.
And getting to perform in the St. Patrick's Day parade is just so exciting. It's such a huge audience, and people travel to Dublin to go to that parade. And we're one of two college bands that'll be performing. So it's definitely going to be a very special opportunity.
According to the Marching Illini's website, the band represents both the university and the state of Illinois as, quote-unquote, musical ambassadors. Olson also explained how the legacy of this performance lives on after the band has gone abroad previously.
It's super exciting. Like, typically the Marching Illini has traveled to Ireland every 4 years for the past number of years. So it's kind of like something that we've been told about from like people that are years older than us. And it's just like really exciting to get the opportunity to go as a full band. I've heard that it's a really cool experience because there's so many people there that those narrow streets are filled with even more people and then the band's marching through it. So it's just kind of a really iconic parade to get to be a part of.
According to the St. Patrick's Festival Kilkenny website, the Marching Illini has been going to Ireland for these performances since 1992. The Marching Illini is performing Sunday at Kilkenny Castle Park in Kilkenny, Ireland, and Tuesday in Dublin. Both performances are free, so if you're planning to go to Ireland over spring break, check out the parades in support of the Marching Illini, or go to the Marching Illini Facebook to follow along its trip abroad from the comfort of your home. Moving now to world news. Welcome to the WNR Deep Dive, a special episode of the World News Roundup that takes you beyond headlines around the world. Today's topic, the war in Iran. On February 28th, the United States and Israel launched Operation Epic Fury, which killed Iran's supreme leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei and other senior Iranian officials. This came after nuclear negotiations between the U.S. and Iran fell through earlier that month. The U.S. and Israel called the strikes preemptive. According to U.S. intelligence, Iran's forces were posing a threat to American allies and personnel within the Middle East, but there was no evidence that Iran planned to strike the U.S. After the initial strikes, Iran appointed Mujtaba Khamenei as the new supreme leader and launched retaliatory strikes at U.S. military bases across the region, including in Israel, the UAE, Qatar, Bahrain, and Kuwait. The fighting has widened as Hezbollah and Israel clash in Lebanon. The conflict also poses a threat to the global economy. Iran has closed the Strait of Hormuz, a key oil passageway between the Persian Gulf and the Gulf of Oman. Crude oil prices have risen to more than $100 per barrel as production and shipping have been affected. Thousands of people across the Middle East have died since the war began, including 7 U.S. military members. More than 170 children were killed in a strike on an Iranian girls' school. People around the world continue to protest the war, with some groups in opposition to U.S. involvement and others in support. Ending on a lighter note, here's what the weather has in store for Champaign-Urbana this weekend, straight from the National Weather Service. Today, we'll see mostly sunny skies with a high near 51 degrees. It's going to be very breezy, with west winds between 22 and 28 miles per hour, and gusts pushing close to 47 miles per hour. Not only has Champaign County been issued a wind advisory until 4 p.m. today, but that's strong enough for what meteorologists like to jokingly call a small dog advisory. So, if you've got a tiny pup, you may want to keep a firm grip on the leash today. Tonight, clouds move back in with a low around 31 degrees. Winds ease up a bit overnight, shifting from the northwest to the northeast after midnight, with gusts still possible around 20 miles per hour. Tomorrow, expect cloudy skies and a high near 52. Winds will come from the east-southeast at about 6 to 11 miles per hour, with gusts up to 17. Tomorrow night stays cloudy with a milder low around 45 degrees. East winds increase to 10 to 15 miles per hour, with gusts as high as 23. And looking ahead to Sunday, the rain returns mainly after 1 p.m. with a high near 65 degrees in breezy conditions. Winds could gust over 40 miles per hour, and rainfall amounts between a quarter and half an inch are possible. Sunday night, the Weather Service is calling for rain and snow, and even a rumble of thunder is possible. Temperatures will drop to around 20 degrees with windy conditions and a 90% chance of precipitation. Overall, it's shaping up to be a pretty windy weekend around Champaign-Urbana, so keep the jacket zipped, the hat secure, and the small dogs on standby. For more stories about the Champaign-Urbana area, check out dailyillini.com. Contributing reporting for this newscast was brought to you by Emma White, Abby Tim, Zaina Qureshi, and Madison Magnus. From WPGU News, this has been Thomas Bergeson.